Sting.
And that was At No End with United We Fight off their, I guess you can call it, upcoming album titled Urban Holocaust. And I have them in the studio. Let's kind of go left to right, see who we got here, and start with our boy Kenny over there.
That's right. Kenny in here in the hot seat. What's going on? Talking to you guys like you can say, hey, what's up, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. This is Don.
This is Jack.
All right. And you got a show coming up the 14th at the Hi-Fi. And tell us a little bit about what's going on with that and where they can download the flyer to get in for free.
Well, you can go to myspace.com/@noend, and you can print out the flyer for the August 14th show at the Hi-Fi. And that night we're going to be playing with Demons Within, Pale Creation, too, another great hardcore band that's been around the scene for a long time, and a great, great band. Aldis, they're from Youngstown, and a band called End Time Illusion out of Connecticut, and real good thrash metal. We kind of mixed it up on this one. We got thrash metal, we got hardcore, we've got everything in between on this one. So if you like heavy music, if you like hardcore, if you like thrash metal, if you like death metal, then definitely print out a flyer. It's free. I mean, it's free. F-R-E-E, free. You can't beat that.
Just bring a flyer.
Bring a flyer. Yeah. Print
and
it
a
out.
Friend.
A friend. Bring tons of friends.
So you have this album you recorded with Curran Murphy down at Smiley Sounds, and Urban Holocaust, and you guys are currently shopping the record. And
yeah, we're still shopping the record. We sent a few songs out to a bunch of record labels in America and Europe, and we're about to send out another two songs. So we're just pounding away, man, seeing what happens. It's a great CD, man. I mean, we hope someone picks it up.
Now, you guys recorded that with Curran, and how'd you like recording with him? I mean, what was it like recording with him compared to some of your past experiences on your, say, like your previous album?
Well, I'll tell you, I know we all have something to say, about Curran.
Yeah.
As far as recording wise, and as a human being, Curran is one of the greatest human beings I've ever met, and he is just unbelievable. He actually, I have never been in a studio or worked with a producer who pulled so much out of us on this CD. A lot of recording studios, when you go in, it's basically like, okay, I charge by the hour. Let's hurry up and let's get this done. Or you work with people that don't want to really make your album sound better than theirs, so they kind of shortchange you. Curran was nothing like that. Curran wanted to pull the best out of you, and he threw in a lot of good things that really challenged me as a musician, and also made me a way better musician. So I know these guys have stuff to say about Curran too. So,
oh yeah, man, yeah, it was real great experience. We just took our time with him, and he taught us a few things, because he's had a lot of experience in the metal scene and as a musician as well, and he kind of just led us into that, and we took off with what we already had, and that's what came out, just trying to share that with everyone, and that's
all I got. One of the things, since we got Kenny here, is that I noticed when he was recording our record, he took a lot of time with the drums. And, what was it like playing? I mean, what was it like playing with him and recording with him as a drummer? Because he really pushed our guy like a lot. Did he push you like that?
We pretty much flew through this stuff, honestly. Uh-huh. It was like two days, maybe 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
At the most, to get through stuff, but I mean, he definitely pushed me as far as, man, that was great. Now do it again.
Yep.
But other than that, I mean,
I think
we got maybe five songs a day. Like I said, it was about 2.5 days for the whole album.
One of the funny things, too, was that when Kern came out to our rehearsal, he said to Kenny, he said, well, you know, one of the first things we're going to do is we're going to tear that drum kit apart. And, you know, new heads, everything. And you know, let's tune it. Let's, you know, he got down to, I mean, you know, wanted everything perfect, you know. Yep. And,
new heads, new everything.
New heads, new everything.
That's what he did with us. So check that out.
I just want to give a shout out to Ben because I know he's listening.
Yeah, I got a few shout outs. Is that all right, Tone?
Hey, that's fine.
While we're on it, might as well.
Hey, it's all good. All right. It's all good.
My daughters, my daughters and my wife Sherry and my brother in laws Willie, Bobby, and Larry, who are in Parma drinking a few beers, and my friend, my good friend Pete, and his buddy Jimmy at Grindall.
All right. Well, you can check out atnoen.net, and they have links to their MySpace and stuff like that. You can also check out Smiley Sound Studios, myspace.com/Smiley Sound Studio, and going to play you another song, and got a title that we can all relate to, and the title of that track is Scumbag. And that is off of the album, their upcoming album, Urban Holocaust.
Everyone knows a scumbag.
Yes, we do. And that is At No End with Scumbag off their upcoming album, Urban Holocaust. And guys had a, you know, Jack, you were telling me a funny story that happened down at Current Studio when you had a singer from Ringworm.
Yeah, James. Oh, well, Human Furnace. Yeah, he. When we were recording that, he actually blew out one of the most expensive mics, two mics that Curran had in there recording that. So he's. I mean, Human Furnace has such a killer voice, man, and he's like such a ball of fire, man. That's why Ringworm is like one of my favorite Cleveland bands of all times, man. I mean, I love their albums, and that dude just. He inspired me a lot, and you know, that's why we had him come down too, and you know, play on that track. Actually, when we recorded that song the first time, in Minneapolis, it just didn't sound the same. It he added a lot to it, man, and it sounds really good. Oh, by the way, we want to throw a shout out to Tommy, Anita, and Baby Abigail.
How do you forget?
Yeah, definitely.
How do you forget to give a shout out to Tommy?
You know, we didn't mean that. It, you know, we're so used to him always being here with us, man. And tonight Tommy's been real busy and stuff. So
gave him the night off. Basically.
Right now, we gave him the night off, man. So
and of course, he's sending me a text message as we're getting ready to go on. No swearing.
No swearing. Yeah.
So how did you? What was Curran's reaction when he dude blew the mics out?
Was he was just mad? He was like. This is
no, he was laughing.
Yeah, he was like, dude, this is unbelievable. He's like, I've never seen this happen before. He goes, nobody has ever came into my studio and blew out a mic.
He's worked with some lungs before.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, he's just, when we were upstairs in the control room, you know, the vocal booth being down in the basement,
mm-hmm.
we heard it.
Yeah, you heard
felt it, man. It was like, yeah. Was like, yeah. You know, we know that we were getting some good takes out of him. But yeah, when you blow out a mic, that's pretty good.
I was talking to Curran after that happened. He said, you know, because he sent a mic out and stuff. And the guys called him and asked him what happened. Because when they opened up the mic, you know, like the coil, how it's all got the windings in there. It was just like, like when you stick your finger in the light socket, and your hair all goes wiry. That's what it looked like.
Human Furnace, man. That's why they call him that, man. It was great, though. Unreal, man.
So you guys are putting shows together, and we have a thing called North Coast Crew, and you know, tell us a little bit about that and what that entails. It's kind of a group of bands that put on shows, and bands of all different types of metal. You know, mm-hmm. looking at the list of people that are on there, and kind of talk about that, how that got started, and
basically it was just a bunch of bands that got together that. I wanted to, you know, work together and network together. And the good thing about that was with North Coast Crew was it's kind of evolved into its own thing now. We have the official website that's up and running. It's northcoastcrew.com. And any bands out there that would like to jump on North Coast Crew or have information – the way we have this website set up is definitely a networking tool, and that's what North Coast Crew was supposed to be
as
started
as. Dealer to metal,
right? And all metal. It's a networking tool for all of us to work together. And now, what you can do is you can send your web address and your contact information, and also the information about the band to contact@northcoastcrew.com. And when you go on the northcoastcrew.com website, you can actually click on to the band's MySpace or their official website if they have one. And also, we're working on where you have your logo. You could just drag that logo. Like, let's say if you have a show going on and you have North Coast Crew bands on there, you could just drag the logo on, cut and paste. And also, the newsletter and stuff that we have out, you can download that and read it right off the website. We also have the archives on there too.
It's like a big classified ad.
Right, exactly. And it makes it really easy for bands to hop on there. And we did some North Coast Crew shows. We do try working together a lot. And as a matter of fact, I just yesterday spoke with a guy named Big Daddy Shred down in Georgia. And we're linking with the GMA, which is the Georgia Metal Alliance, which we've just opened up not only the North Coast, but those guys have the southeast states and the south Midwest states, like Texas and stuff like that. These bands all work together, and linking with that is just opens it up. I mean, it's huge now. So that's what we're working on, and like I said, it's just becoming it's taken on a life of its own, and I'm able to focus a lot more on what we're doing as a band instead of the North Coast Crew stuff because of the website up and running.
So that's northcoastcrew.com. Then you can go check that out. And if any bands that want to be part of that can go to contact@northcoastcrew.com. And we're here with the guys from At No End. And it's funny because there's nothing like that in Cleveland anywhere. I mean, you don't see anything, like that, any type of networking like that. And it seems now that there's, I never see anybody playing shows anywhere. I mean, I don't see any metal bands at all really doing anything. And
it's unbelievable. Every week there's a metal band dropping off the scene. Networking is the key. If you want to, if you want to get successful anywhere, if you want to be successful, you have to network. You have to get out of Cleveland. For example, we played down in Ashland, Mansfield. These places are just
starving.
Unreal, man. They're starving for Cleveland metal and Cleveland hardcore.
Nobody's going to find you. You got to find them.
That's right.
Pretty much.
And we're one of the only bands. And Tommy has a real good, how can I say it? His saying is, hey, it's easy for the four of us to go down to them than it is for a couple hundred of them to come up to us.
Yeah.
And it's true. And when we do play there, play down in Mansfield and Ashland, we have a blast. It's great, man. It's unreal. Even Columbus too. I mean, it's really helping with our Columbus. We're picking up fans in Columbus because it's in between Cleveland and, and Columbus. So,
and it's crazy because 10 years ago there were a lot of bands, and now it's like you don't see anything anymore. I mean, the last 2 years, it seems like it seemed like the scene was kind of going up and up, and then all of a sudden, boom! It just somebody's phone. It just seems like there's nothing going on now. I mean, I see maybe one show every couple of months now, and
it was funny because a couple things, a lot of the how can I say? There's been a lot of bands that have dropped off the scene that don't play anymore. Another thing is, and I don't know how.
Economy, maybe.
Well, that too. That's hurt a lot of bands. But another thing that has really hurt is watching. I'm watching some bands that were once original bands now turning into copy bands. Stop it, please. Stop it. Yeah. We had that problem back in the early 90s with Cleveland metal. Yeah. Okay, the bands all started going and playing copy music. You know what, if you're talented enough to write your own music, then play your own music. We don't need any more copy bands. Look at Akron sucks now for music. I'm sorry.
Yep,
but
yep.
You know what? If you're going to play music, play your own music. Yep. I'm sick and tired of this.
Yep.
That and bands just, I don't know.
It seems like a lot of venues have disappeared, too.
You don't have nearly as many venues. Yep. you know, that's a factor. But you know what? I mean, we find ways of, you know, we go all over the place and play.
Yep.
You know?
So I'm going to play another track by At No End, and it's a song called Destroyer. And it's a really good track. Check it out. And that's At No End with Destroyer. And that was the song off their upcoming album, Urban Holocaust. And it is not quite out yet. It's being shopped. So any record labels you're listening and you like what you hear, you know, definitely go to atnoend.net and get a hold of these guys. Because I'll tell you what, good stuff. Very good
stuff. If you want to hear some more, there's a couple songs on our MySpace.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can't wait.
MySpace too,
and stuff on their previous album as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which this album's night and day, dude. I mean,
I agree with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's night and day. I mean, it's not even
the
it's not even the production. I mean, the production's different. I just think the songwriting is just better. I think
that's a lot better. Just is 5 years of us being together and maturing as musicians, and you know, just having a good time, man. You know, we're just having a blast.
So you know, kind of going back into you know, you guys booking shows and stuff like that. You know, there seems to be a lot of. I mean, up until the North Coast Crew thing, there really wasn't a lot of teamwork amongst bands and stuff like that around here, and that's kind of a nice thing to see.
I'll tell you one of the biggest things that hurts a lot of bands too in this town, and this is a fact. There's really nobody, you know, helping us out as far as like the media goes, as far as like you know, certain publications. You know, there's nothing out there that, you know, if you're not signed to a label or you know, if you're not, you know, I'm not going to get into that, but, you know, there hasn't been a, like...
if you're not with a certain group of people.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to get in a certain magazine, you know?
Yeah. Speaking to the judge.
Yeah, you know, we have been in a couple of articles that the PD put out that helped us out, and but yeah, I mean, there's a lot more things that bands can be doing. I mean, you have to look at a lot of bands. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of avenues that are right there in front of their face. For example, this North Coast Crew thing. You know, a lot of them, we tell them, hey, all you have to do is just send us the information. It's all free. Everything is there for you, and they don't do it. So there's a lot of lazy bands out there. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it goes, and that's another thing that's killing the metal scene.
What's the name of that group we're going to tomorrow? Modern Revival.
We actually have this one thing going on tomorrow that they're actually going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the zoo, and it's a little thing on the Cleveland music scene.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big thing. It's about time that the bigger people actually, you know, sat down. But, I mean, the North Coast Crew thing was just a bunch of bands just working together. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, it seems that, too, there's been a lot of things that have happened where, you know, some people have done some things to ruin the scene, you know, outside of the bands. And, you know, it seems to me that with that happening, I think that contributed to a lot of the lack of places to play, I guess you might want to say, or lack of opportunities for people. I mean, you don't see a lot of bands, you know, up until I heard of you guys. I've never seen a network of bands ever work together, ever. Yeah, I mean, everyone was at each other's throats, seemed like.
Yeah, it used to be like
that. Stigmatism right there, and people just coming into the scene thinking that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's against them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cool feeling, you know, that people embrace each other in this.
It's like a brotherhood, man. Metal has always been like a brotherhood. And it was just bringing it all out, and you know, because we're all good friends, you know. And it's like, hey, man, why should we sit and, you know, because I know from in the Cleveland scene, man, for a while there it was all cutthroat, man. It was like, I'm better than you, and you're better, you know. There's no room for that.
We're all here doing the same thing. Everybody's here to hang out and have a good time. Exactly. No reason why we can't get all up on stage and rage together.
Right, and it's all about heavy music, you know. And hey, man, if you don't like that, you know, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of the young bands coming out too. You know, you better start working together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's a dog-eat-dog world, man, and this is one of the toughest businesses to make it in. And, mm-hmm. and you know, it is what it is.
So, you know, with the scene, since, you know, we're kind of on that subject, you know, what do you think it would take to revive it? You know, what would you say, if you had to think of something, a couple of things that you think could take to kind of help bring it back?
You want to really know?
Yeah.
I mean, besides college radio
mm-hmm.
doing what it does, we need some of the major radio stations too to mm-hmm. get involved more with the Cleveland. This is the rock and roll capital of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't have a radio besides college radio. College radio. If it weren't for college radio, we'd really be doomed.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
You know, but you know, we have no support there. Bands need to quit being lazy and getting out there. And when there's a show, I mean, back in the 80s and late, you know, early 90s, when there was a show, we were out flyering. I mean, every pole on the west side, east side, everywhere. When you mm-hmm. walked into places, you seen flyers, this show, that show. And we got to the point where, you know, you had people flyering over flyers, you know. Yeah. It was cool.
You still have that. There's just so many different genres of music now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And the metalheads need to start coming back out and getting out to shows mm-hmm. and showing
support. Promote.
Right. But that too with the bands. But
you think the economy's had any impact on that?
I know that has.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I mean, these are free shows.
Yeah.
There's no excuse. I'm sorry.
Yep.
It's a free show. It's,
we'll ride that to the
you don't. Hey, if you don't want to drink, you know, if you can't afford to drink beer there, then
they
do
have water.
Call your buddy that is working to bring over the 12 pack, and you know, and down a few before you get there. You know, I mean, everybody knows that trick. Come on, man. You know,
Jack's reviews don't reflect that of Atnoin.
Watch Heavy Metal Parking Lot.
Now, are these bands? Are all these bands on
Baldwin Wallace College?
Are all these bands on the on this flyer that are playing with you guys? Are they all from Cleveland?
Pale Creation and Demons Within are both from Cleveland.
Real good.
And the other ones? Where are the other ones from? Just
End Time Illusion is from Connecticut.
Really?
And Aldous is from Youngstown. Very good bands.
Really?
That's one thing with At No End. I will say this, that when we put together a show, that we put together a show. Mm-hmm. You're getting in for free, and you're going to catch probably one of the best metal shows that you've seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? A lot of people are just like, ew, I don't want to get off the couch. You know what? You're not a metalhead. Don't even listen to heavy music anymore. Retire.
Well, I'm going to play another track off this. A song called Strength is Pain. And that's At No End with Rise. And of course, before that was Strength is Pain off of their upcoming album, Urban Holocaust. And we're back around here, and you were talking earlier, Jack, that you had started writing for the next record. And how's that going?
we were just discussing just some of the notes and stuff that I've been like just jostling around and writing stuff. And it's definitely heavier than some of the heaviest stuff. I wrote it on a nicotine fit, man.
Nicotine fit? This guy, he's on a fit. He's on a rage, man.
Yeah, he's on a rage. I got laid off from my job, and which, by the way, this week I got called back to the steel mill, thank God. But anyways, I'm sitting there, and I just got laid off, and I quit smoking, and I was just writing notes and stuff, and, you know, I was on a nicotine fit, so I sent the stuff over to the guys, and I said, the next one's got to be the heaviest stuff that we ever wrote, you know? So,
well, who wouldn't
he was
say that?
Kill them all or something. It's a machine gun.
Yeah, it's angry. Tony, you'll love it.
Sounds awesome. Angry is better. Angry is good. Yeah. So... So, you know, so it was really funny. You know, I was reading an article in The Scene about that guy that owned the Jigsaw, and what exactly happened with that? I mean, did he just?
You know, he just he almost wiped out the whole metal scene in Cleveland. That guy,
yeah,
he's a scumbag. You know, I mean, anybody that would have listened to that guy, I mean,
Phil, I hope you're listening.
Yeah, Phil, you know. When it's too good to be true, it's usually too good to be true, and mm-hmm. that's how it was with him. And you just kind of had to, you know, I couldn't believe he did some of the things that he did. And you know, I'll tell you what, I hope he pays for it, because some of the stuff he did was really rotten, including when you don't pay your employees.
He totally
took out some of our favorite places to play in Cleveland. You know, made it harder for us, and you know, we try to, you know, do good by the scene and people we jam with, and you know, it's made it harder. And
do you have any other shows coming up? Do you have any other shows coming up as far as No, I know you got the one coming up next week, but do you have anything else? You're
we're playing Southern Ohio.
Yeah, we've got a lot of we've got some shows coming. We've got September 4th?
5th.
September 5th in Cambridge.
I'm working on some stuff in late September, maybe Cleveland.
October 24th, we have a show at at Peabody's with Fear Grinder and Years of Fire. And that's also
Cole Martinez, man.
Yes.
The guy that recorded the first album for us.
Now, you know, speaking of, you were talking about bands getting off their butts. And, you know, how important is it? I mean, really, there are a lot of bands out there and a lot of musicians. It just doesn't seem like they want to practice or, you know, they want to do this. And how important is it for you guys, especially as a band, practicing and gelling together the way you have? I mean, you've been together, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, one of the major things is that when the way we look at it is, number one, it's a team effort. When we put this band together, we sat down and we said, look, we want this to be a team effort. There's no I in team. And if we're going to do this, we need to do this together. And with everyone in the band, you know, everybody has full-time jobs and stuff. When we do get together and play and practice, we practice. It's practice time, you know. I mean, because we have so much stuff going on in our daily lives that when we do come together and practice, it's our time. It's our time to practice and, and take, you know, make full use of that. And I'll tell you what, this one thing, you know, I love jamming with these guys because we're very very meticulous with our music. You know, if we want to sound
one needs to step up or one
right,
one's,
I mean
lacking.
Yeah, and that's one thing. When we practice, if somebody's lacking or something, hey, man, you know, step it up, man. You know, this isn't the way it's supposed to sound.
You got to be polished.
Exactly. Got to be polished, and we want to sound like we do as good on the CD, as good live as we do on the CD, and vice versa.
You know? Do you think that's kind of a trait lacking in a lot of bands today? Not even just local ones. I'm talking just in general.
Well, a refined, you know, that's something that should be learned over time. You know, bands are going to go through the ropes, and they're going to figure out what sounds good together, and then they're going to figure out what things they can't do day of show. You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what, too. Another thing that I've noticed with metal, and I love metal, but it seems like a lot of these metal bands coming out, they don't know how to write a song. I'm sorry, man, but a lot of them lost their soul, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is this slop? It's all sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And to be honest with you, we've been classified as a very heavy classic rock band, turbocharged, angry classic rock band. And you know what? What did they say? Oh, vice president of Sony Records told me that we were like a classic rock band on steroids. Hey, man, we don't mind. Classic rock has survived the test of time.
Yeah. We do not condone taking steroids.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Kenny. Powdered...
But I got protein shakes for everybody.
Protein shakes.
No cream in the clear. No,
listen, protein shakes and...
Imodium.
Imodium for everyone.
Now,
that's a whole other story, Tony.
For your next record, I mean, do you want to go record another one with Curran again?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if we do it here, absolutely. Definitely.
But, you know, the first things first, though, is getting this one released. So
we got some work to do.
Yeah,
so.
we definitely, you know, we're pounding the pavement, man. We're trying to get this thing released. And,
yeah, definitely know. Still early on to be talking about writing another album.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, but... yeah, this is just... you know,
I mean, I'm sorry, recording another album, yet we've started writing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. But, you know, there's, you know, 12 great tracks on this CD, and you know, it's...
I show 13 on 13. Mine.
You got the bonus one.
Did I really?
Yeah. But, I mean, there's you know, there's 13, actually, great tracks on Urban Holocaust, and I'm telling you, it's... It's very catchy.
Now, on the North Coast Crew site, do you have anything that, you know, as far as you advertise the bands, but do you have anything like, let's say, like maybe if one of these bands needs a member, do you have anything like, you know, maybe any type of classified? Have you thought about doing something like that?
Yeah, we've thought about that, and that's actually something else that we're going to put on there, like a classified section for bands and stuff like that. You know, it's tough, though, man, because a lot of bands have to go there and submit. You know, it's one thing, I mean, we can... we could talk about it all day, but it's the bands have to make it happen. Like we can't. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. It's just like that with North Coast Crew.
No, so. Chuck Norris can make a drink.
Chuck Norris can absolutely.
He can make a horse drink.
You know, there's another fist hiding underneath that goatee, exactly. Right?
Yeah. Oh, there's so many of those you can go to.
You can actually, yeah, and protein shakes too.
Like he's so. Like he's so fast, he can run around the world and hit himself in the back of the head.
Good one.
Did you ever hear that one before?
Yeah.
Or when he crosses the street, the car's got to look both ways.
I wonder if he's good friends with the ShamWow guy.
The ShamWow. Oh, my God.
Hey, Vince here with a slap chap.
Some guy did a, you know, it's funny, some guy did some rap song. Making fun of that. He, like, took the commercial and used that guy's voice as, like, the vocals. It's funny. You can go on YouTube. You can find it. It's funny.
Oh, yeah. Look at this here. It's made by the Nazis. Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. So you guys, anyway, they do have a I don't know when. They do have a show coming up on the 14th, and you can go on. You have it on your site, right? You have the flyer up on your site. Flyer on your site, atnoen.net. And if you go to metalcommand.net, I do have that. On the upcoming stuff section, you can scroll down and right-click Save As, and you can print that out in your printer and take it to the show and get in for free.
Yeah, you can actually go to the MySpace, the www.myspace.com/atnoen, as you can get that flyer off of there. Because our atnoen.net right now, we're actually kind of...
Dwindling it out?
Yeah, we're kind of phasing it out.
Phasing it out.
Mm-hmm. We get more hits. We get so many hits on the MySpace.
And I'm just redirected to MySpace right now. So
just go to the MySpace page and print that out, because that's where it's at anyways.
Yeah.
So. MySpace.com/atnoen.
/atnoen. So, and you bring a lot, I noticed you got some out-of-town bands. Are these bands kind of in your circle, I guess, in the North Coast Crew?
Yeah, well, no, it's not really, like, not really even North Coast Crew. A lot of the bands that are, like, out-of-town that we do shows with are bands that we network with, you know, we do shows in their town, and then we bring them to our town. And that's another thing too. If you're in a band, one of the main things is that if you're bringing a band in from out of town, you want to have a good bill that'll attract people. Because if someone's driving all the way in from Chicago and there's five people because I'm sure if you are from Cleveland and you're going and playing in Detroit, another city or Detroit or
Cincinnati,
something like that. Yeah, you don't want to sit there and play in front of two people, you know? So, I mean, that's one of the things we try to do, too, is, like, we return favors, you know? Exactly.
Kind of networking, you know, we'll play a show in your city and you guys come and, you know, we'll take you out and...
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got a lot of that going on right now. I'm working with a band from Tampa, Florida right now, called End of the Rope, a great band, you know, that... you know, them, and I'm also have been talking with Rob from Lionheart, you know, and so there's a lot of, it's all about networking.
You know, how important is it, too, to play outside of your city? You know, a lot of people claim that, you know, a lot of people think that the misconception is that they can just play in one city and that's it, you know.
They're dead wrong.
Well, you just like run into a brick wall repeatedly, you know.
Exactly.
You kind of fall in the same trap. It's all about branching out. Meeting new people, and seeing, you know, you getting feedback, then you know how good you're doing, what kind of effects you're making, and you gotta spread your wings and fly, man. You gotta get out of town.
Yep. There's only so many times you can play in front of your girlfriends. Yeah, I mean, it's you have to branch out.
A couple words.
You know.
Like I said, the people aren't gonna find you. You gotta find them.
That's a fact.
Hmm.
You know, if you branch out and you get your music out to, you know, you never know who's out there. And I've heard of bands that have, you know, went and played different areas. Look at Kiss, man, when they were around in the early days. I mean, Kiss didn't make it in New York. I mean, they were playing in little farm countries, man. You know, places. This is the thing that will amaze people is that there are places in the state of Ohio that people would never even, heavy bands would never even think to play. There was they probably listen to Leonard Skinner all day, you know, but I'll tell you what, they love hardcore, they love metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to hear that stuff. There is a scene for that stuff in other places. To be honest, we do better out of town than we do in town. That's a fact.
we've kind of learned the ropes, though, on that. If you try to come back to your hometown every 6-8 weeks, you get a good reception.
Yeah, that helps, too.
You're trying to play your hometown
That's
every weekend, twice a weekend, every week, repeatedly, you're going to burn yourself out. You're going to burn the people out that like you, even. So you just gotta,
oh, I'll just catch them next
that's
week.
That goes back to getting out of town, man. Builds your morale, gets some momentum going.
And that's a very, very good point. And another thing is I was talking with a buddy of mine who plays in a Columbus band, and he said, hey, man, one of the biggest things with Cleveland is Cleveland's spoiled. You guys get to see all the premier shows. You know, if you guys want to watch one band one night and see the other band the next night, you know, you have that there. You know, he goes, but we take it out of town, man.
Sounds good. So, going to play one last song here. You know, it was great to have you guys on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Again, and, you know, it was really cool to see you guys be playing a free show. All someone has to do is print a flyer out, and you're there. So, going to play one last track off of this set disc, and song is called The Hard Life. And I know that, you know, you guys have been through the ropes, so I guess this would really kind of relate to that. So, see everybody next hour.
Later.
At the midnight hour. And again, thanks for having you guys on and playing the hi-fi again.
Thanks a lot for having us, Tony. Thank you for playing and supporting local metal. And all you metalheads out there, man.
Thank you for listening.
Remember the old days, man. Remember going to see Sabotage, like down at the Agora and the big mosh pits and the old Flash Gordon days, man. Come on now.
All right. This is The Hard Life.